In news out of Major League Baseball, Starling Marte was back at Diamondbacks camp on Friday. Marte had missed three straight days of summer camp workouts for undisclosed reasons. Cole Calhoun also joined D-backs camp on Friday. Calhoun tested positive for COVID-19 during the intake stage and missed the first week of camp. Gavin Lux has joined the Dodgers summer camp workouts in L.A. He is expected to start seeing some action in intra-squad games within the next few days. Lux missed the first week of summer camp for undisclosed reasons. White Sox have placed third baseman Yoan Moncada on the 10-day injured list. Moncada has yet to arrive at summer camp in Chicago. His teammate Michael Kopech informed the team on Friday he would not be participating in the 2020 season. Tommy Pham has been cleared to join summer camp workouts with the Padres. Padres GM A.J. Preller announced last Friday that Pham had tested positive for COVID-19, but the outfielder never showed symptoms and got clearance after returning two consecutive negative tests this week. Blue Jays manager Charlie Montoyo said Friday that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is, quote, going to focus on first base and designated hitter during summer camp. Guerrero Jr. came up as a third baseman. Earlier on Friday, Giants catcher Buster Posey announced he would not be taking part in the 2020 season. Posey shared that he and his wife recently adopted identical twin girls who were born prematurely. In the NFL, the Eagles have penalized DeSean Jackson. That came on Friday for conduct detrimental to the team. They said in a statement, Jackson has been fined, a source said. Quoting the Eagles here, this has been a difficult and emotional week for our community and organization. The Philadelphia Eagles do not tolerate hate towards any individual or group. We believe in respect and equality for all races, ethnicities, and faiths. We as an organization want to help be an instrument for positive change. This can only occur through strong, deliberate actions and commitment to learn and grow. End quote. In hockey, the NHLPA and the NHL Board of Governors announced Friday that they have approved a package that not only will allow the league to restart this summer, but also includes a four-year CBA extension. The NHLPA on Wednesday started a full membership vote on both to return to play and the CBA, and voting concluded on Friday. In the college ranks, a day after the Big Ten announced it would play a conference-only schedule in all sports this fall, the Pac-12 voted to do the same Friday during a virtual meeting of athletics directors, university presidents, and conference officials. The Pac-12 CEO group's decision will delay the start of the fall seasons, including football. This is over concerns over UCLA and USC being behind because of coronavirus cases. I'm Dan Schrapp, and this has been your Sports Grid Radio News Update.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports late night. I'm Brett. Let's roll the Friday night freak show. Big Man on Campus will step up. A lot of stuff to get to with Big Man on Campus. Kevin Walsh will join us in the late night hours later on this evening. And Kevin's a big Notre Dame guy. And the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, their season is falling apart right now. As college football is falling apart. And listen, I don't want to be that guy, but I've been this guy. And I've also been that guy who's been right the whole time too, we've already told you, if you play the Big Ten, you play a Big Ten win total. Well, you wasted your time, all right? Because the Big Ten's, they're not playing 12 games anymore. Pac-12's already down to 9 games. Who's Notre Dame playing? Notre Dame better find like some opponents. Like, I don't know. I guess they can play Savannah State and. I don't know. Like, what about the college football playoff this year? Are these other teams eligible? What's going to happen? So if they play 8 games, 7 games, so we can get into that a little bit. But there's enough sports going on right now. I don't need to be the Grim Reaper. I'm just telling you, I'm not playing any futures. I'm not playing any win totals. It's a waste of time. You're wasting your time. Like, why are you going to play a win total when you know they're not playing? Like it says, they got to play 12 games. So I'll wait. Listen, if it's settled, if it's settled and they say, all right, it's a 9-game season and the win total is 6.5 or something, then, hey, I'll buy in. But I'm going to wait. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste your time breaking this stuff down. I want to fire off a poll question, but I can only do so many things at once here. So I'll try to type and talk and, like, you know, and fire this off. But basically, I want to ask people, because it's kind of polarizing. Some people are like, oh, there's no way in hell they're playing NFL football. Other people are like, chill out, like my boy Matt, SB Nation Radio. We had a nice little healthy debate. He says it's only July 10th right now. You can't, like, say that NFL football is screwed, but, well, it is and it isn't. It's like, yeah, it's July 10th. Camp opens up in a couple of weeks, guys, and I don't know if you noticed, but players rejected to play in any preseason games. They don't even want to play in the preseason. So, what, are they just, they're going to magically suddenly play? They're going to magically play and you know, oh, we're going to play in week one, though everything's going to be fine? So we'll get our poll question up and running with this. College football, though, like, it's serious, guys. Like, it is serious. Like, it's serious enough to put it this way. Notre Dame and USC canceled. Think about that. Notre Dame and USC is canceled, man. These guys have been playing every year since 1927. They're not playing. Like I said, Notre Dame, I don't know what Notre Dame's going to do. Notre Dame, Stanford's canceled. I don't know what Notre Dame's going to do. Like, you know, if another conference steps up and like, pulls the trigger and says, yeah, we're not playing non-conference teams, like, Notre Dame is screwed. You know, we went over the list of games. There's a long list of, like, big-time, really cool games that are scratch right now. Michigan, Washington, gone. Alabama, USC, gone. Buckeyes at Ducks, gone. It's Notre Dame, USC, Notre Dame, Stanford. You go down the list, and, like, there's big-time programs, and everybody just sort of says, oh, well, whatever, it's just the Big Ten, or it's just this, it's just that. Yeah, it's college football. So, I don't know, like, what? So, is it just going to be the SEC? Because, you know, these guys don't care. The only thing is, SEC country might be dead country by the time, like, September comes around. Look at the two teams, guys. There's two teams in the MLS tournament. How many teams are in the MLS? Like, 26 or something? If I was on a trivia show, I would lose right now. I say 26, Chuck. 26? Like, honestly, if I was on a game show and they're like, all right, how many MLS franchises are there? I'm like, I don't know, man. You guys add one, like, every damn year. So, you know, you enter Miami. I'm going to say 26. There's 26. All right, my boy John is saying there's 20. There's 20 teams. Okay, thank you, John. I'm going to trust you as being the judge on this. Like, anytime I trust people in the chat with this stuff, they're wrong. But I'm going to trust you on this. I'll trust you on that one. There's my boy, Jerry Finney. I say 26. There's my main man, Finney. Me and Finney go way back. So there's only two teams, guys. There's two teams. That can't play in this tournament. There's two teams that can't play in this tournament. What states are they from? Texas, FC Dallas, where the virus is running rampant and it's spiking and it's going to continue to spike. Yeah, you know what? I'm right. There was 26. God, I'm good. See, John, that's why I'm the host and you're in the chat. I win, Chuck. Ding, 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 ding. 26. I got to be honest. I don't think, like, yeah, anytime anybody has stepped up and said, like, something, like, matter-of-factly, they're never right. It's all good. I love John. It's all good. But I said 26. And it's the worst, though, like, with scores and stuff. I'll look in the chat and I'll see people. Oh, oh, Raptors covered. Oh, Raptors gonna cover. It's like, dude, they didn't cover. Like, you know, like people go, oh, my update. Oh, my computer froze. It's like, All right. So, anyways, my point is, so wait, FC Dallas can't stay healthy enough to play in an MLS tournament. They're in Texas, Nashville, Tennessee. All right. Where the hell do you think the Tennessee Titans play? Tennessee's a hot spot. College football, like the South, is bad, guys. I read something tonight, and I know a lot of people out there, and I'm not going to say you guys, because you're all very smart people if you're tuning in, most of you here, right? Very, very intelligent audience we have, obviously. But I'm sure all of you know that Houston, Texas is about to become New York City right now, right? I'm sure all of you are aware that right now, as we speak, in Phoenix, where, oh, it's fake news, East Coast liberals only. You guys are lying. We don't wear masks here. Yeah, well, by the way, their morgues are full. They've got trucks on the street in the desert right now. That's the Arizona Cardinals play there. You can say, oh, wait till August. Yeah, training camp starts in 2 weeks, guys. I don't know if you're paying attention. The NFL players never agreed to play. I think you got, like, people miss something in all of this. Yeah, the NFL owners are a bunch of billionaires that are going to make the players and fans sign waivers. They don't care if the player dies, okay? All they care about is getting the television money. But I don't know, like, if you pay attention, the head of the NFLPA said, we've never agreed to this. Like, we're waiting for a safety protocol. And the safety protocol is you can't exchange jerseys after the game. So this is the National Football League's logic. I guess Donald Trump's in charge of the NFL, too, because this is their logic, the NFL. It's too dangerous to exchange jerseys after a game. It's too dangerous to take your jersey off and hand it to somebody after rolling around, tackling, spitting, and drooling on each other for 4 hours. But it's perfectly safe to put 25,000 Yahoos in Jacksonville, Florida in the stands. This call. You know what the safety protocol is? It's to the players, suck it. And it's to the fans, sign a waiver. And they're going to kick back. And I'm telling you right now, NFL players might do a lot of stupid things. They're not as dumb as even I. And there's player after player stepping up right now saying, as if. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' best offensive lineman, their left tackle, the guy who's going to protect Tom Brady, he just said tonight, it's not worth it to me or my family or my health. Guys, this guy's at 350 pounds, man. You know how many diabetics there are and heart conditions there are? They're all obese. You see the Dallas Cowboys offensive line? They get the virus, they die. They're not doing it for your energy. Big man on campus, well, this, I'm sure. Let's go. Put your gloves on. Let's roll. No rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage late night. I have Renzi going it down on the Friday Night Freak Show. We're going to have an edition of Capper's Corner a little bit later on. We're going to get legendary Lindsay, the digital penetrator, to step up and in. Although he's gone from legendary Lindsay to living room Lindsay during this pandemic, as he hasn't left the house in a long time. Of course, we had him on as our roving reporter live from the Meadowlands. Opening night a couple of weeks ago, Meadowlands opened. We were under the impression that Lindsay was there, but no. He was just betting it from his couch. And he said, oh, God, I'm not taking the subway to New York City. And he said he's waiting for me to come back and to go to the Meadowlands, and he'll go. And I said, well, you got to hold your breath. And you better be able to hold your breath for a long time. But yeah, let, so... Living room Lindsay's going to step up and in a little bit later on. Kevin Walsh, big Notre Dame fan. We'll get his take on the schedule. And I didn't even realize Notre Dame were playing Wisconsin this year as well. That game is canceled. So they lose the Stanford game. They lose the Wisconsin game. They lose the USC game. I don't know. I guess they could fill it with cream puffs. They're going to play like they're going to play DeVry, Phoenix, the University of Phoenix online, and maybe VMI, maybe like the high school Army cadets. But let's bring in a man who's celebrating his birthday today, and we really appreciate him joining us on his birthday. Big man on campus steps up and in. Happy birthday, big man. We appreciate you joining us on your birthday tonight. And we look forward to talking some sports with you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Gabe. Very nice of you. It's officially not my birthday anymore, but you know how the birthdays go. They're a whole weekend thing. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, see, that's how we know big man is a non-drinker. Well, you see, that's it. It's like I'm on another side of the world here, big man. It's still Friday for me.
<It's> still, that's true.
It's 9:27 at night. It throws me off, actually. I like it and I don't. You know, like people say, like, I don't know, like you've never lived on the West Coast, big man, but people that have like lived West Coast, East Coast, they all say, oh, it's so cool. The sports are earlier. The sports are earlier. Yet it's kind of annoying, man. Like the sports are early in the morning. Like big man, like the soccer games, these 9 a.m. games, that's 6 in the morning here, bro. Like what the hell am I supposed to do with that? You know what I mean? So it's 6
yeah,
in the morning.
Yeah,
And then the other part is, it's cool. You have your night after, but I end up betting all these stupid sports, big man, because I'm all wired. I'm like, man, all the mainstream sports are over. The rest of the world, it's 11 o'clock, but I'm wide awake here. I got to bet on something, and I end up betting on New Zealand basketball and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, especially when you've lived on the East Coast Toronto, I don't know what I guess they're East Coast, too. I don't know. I'm not sure. But, I mean, yeah, it would seemed like time would go way slow if I lived in the West, because I couldn't deal with that. I've been out there for a couple of days, and I couldn't get past it. But I appreciate the nice words. Yeah, I'm not a drinker, so I mean, I've been drinking probably a decade. So yeah, I don't. It's pretty a mundane night for me. I got some celebrating tomorrow, but that's about it.
See, that's what I was gonna say. That's how you know whether someone drinks or not, whether they're appearing on a radio show, and you know whether they're doing a sports show the night of their birthday, actually. And you know what? I'm actually, my birthday is a little ways away. It's a little more than a month away right now. But it's a pretty big one. And it's a Monday night, actually, my birthday. And I've been thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know. And you know me. I do shows, hell or high water, all the time, right? But,
yeah.
You know, I might just be drunk. you say you only turn this age once. You only turn every age once. But and also, to be honest, I'm going to wine country, big man. See, like, you know, you're maturing with age, and I'm maturing. See, in the old days, like my birthday, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to Vegas, going to do a bunch of blow and get wasted and go to the UFC and, like, you know what I mean? Going to gamble all night, like, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm going to Napa Valley, Sonoma, California, and wine country with a lovely lady, and I'm going to stay in, like, one of those nice, like, you know, you see, like, the, you know, the upscale sort of wine resorts and stuff like that up in the mountains in Northern California. That's how I'm going to roll my birthday weekend. Yeah, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I got to tell you, it sounds kind of nice, honestly, especially with a nice female. I'll tell you what, you know what I did today, Gabe, that was a little out of my – so you know I'm on this diet. I'm losing weight. And today I have to admit I eat pizza. I haven't eaten pizza. Thank you. I haven't eaten pizza in a while, so that's kind of what I did, kind of off the radar. I mean, it's not drinking, but for me, it was big because I haven't had pizza for a while. So
you got to enjoy yourself.
But no, the wine country.
You're like Tom Brady.
The wine country. Tom Brady.
They asked. I saw Tom Brady asked once. They said, "He said, what's your diet?" Like, you know, I think it was like David Letterman or Kimmel or someone. It was one of those shows. They basically asked him, "So what's your diet, anyways? Like, you eat real healthy, right?" And Brady's like, yeah, you know, I like to indulge every now and then, but Giselle doesn't allow it. And, you know, it's good for me, though, that she doesn't. And then he goes, yeah, once a year I'll have an ice cream cone. Once a year. Yeah, like, so when Buddy was like, oh, you're really indulging, huh? And then I just thought of pizza, and he said the same thing. And he goes, you know, maybe twice a year I'll order a pizza. like twice a year.
Well, you know what, Gabe? Like,
You saw Jorge Masvidal this week in his hotel room. He's crushing pizza. People are like, bro, you're trying to cut weight and you're fighting this week. You can't eat pizza? He's like, I'll eat whatever I want. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah, I got to tell you, honestly, I haven't eaten pizza for a couple months now, and I ate it tonight, and I felt bad for like 2 or 3 hours. Like I stopped eating sugar and like anything like really.
Yeah,
I did. So it's working though. So I'm seeing results. So it's working out. So I'm keeping it.
That's not easy.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Congratulations. Yeah, no, that's a hell of an accomplishment. You should be proud of that. So great stuff. Big man on campus, kicking it with us. All right, so listen, we'll get into the picks and the games here and stuff. I still don't see number here, man, for the TBT for tomorrow. So we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. But I know you believe in the virus, but at the same point in time, you're getting pissed off about like when people say no sports and this and that and the other stuff. But you've got to see the writing here, big man. I mean, college football, we're July 10th and it's falling apart. I don't know if you saw the quote of the Bowling Green AD. He said, the Big Ten, that's just the tip of the iceberg. He said, it's done. Like, basically, and everyone's, oh, he's just the Bowling Green guy. Yeah, but he knows, right? The Ivy League shut it down. Paul freaking Feinbaum. And I got to be honest, I would have bet like $1,000 that Feinbaum, when I saw Feinbaum's take and it said Feinbaum, Corona, college football, I'm like, oh, yeah, this Yahoo's going to say shut up and play. I would have bet $1,000 that was his take. He said, I don't see one good reason why we're playing college football besides that the schools are just greedy. He said, we all know it's not safe. Like, Paul Feinbaum saying this. Notre Dame schedule's falling apart. The college football playoff system's falling apart. I think we'll have some college football games, but the regular sort of season as we know, it's not happening, big man.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to seem that way, isn't it? You look at today even, I mean, the problem that you have is, Gabe, that states are – you look at Georgia. I mean, in the last 6 hours, Georgia's back to shutting down again, or at least Atlanta is. So, the problem that you have here, Gabe, is you have people going – the mayor of Atlanta wants to shut down. The governor doesn't. It's just it's a power struggle back and forth. Yeah, I mean, look, I hate to say it. It's just difficult with college kids because – you know, with pros, you can kind of set things up. You can have bubbles and things like that. But, you know, it's hard to justify putting kids on a football field when regular kids that go to college aren't there and there's no school. It's just
– then you're just are they in danger? Professional organization. You know what I'm saying? Then you're just like – I don't. Because honestly, do you think the ADs care? They're like, I don't care if there's students here. We got to play football. Right? Like that's the way they're looking at it, but it's surely for the money. And listen, I'm not telling them not to play. But I don't know. Like, I don't believe they have the best interest of these kids at heart, big man. And I believe the UCLA. Why would you think the UCLA kids are just being a bunch of bitches? I get it. Maybe some of them are, you know what I mean? But like, you think like as a whole, they would say this coaching staff doesn't have our safety in its best interest. Maryland killed a kid a couple of years ago before the pandemic. Like, these college coaches have shown they don't care. Look at Notre Dame and Brian Kelly. The kid died filming a practice. He didn't care. Right? Like, they don't care, big man. They're monsters, these guys. Like, you see, how about Lou Holtz? Did you see Lou Holtz, big man? Comparing college football kids to Normandy? He said they should play because people stormed the beaches of Normandy. Now we know why Lou Holtz isn't on TV anymore, people.
Yeah, I mean... Listen, the way he, he should stay at home. He should just not talk about it. But
you know why he's
look, I think it's going to be tough.
About Mexicans in soccer a couple of years ago. And, of course, like he's on the Laura Ingraham show. And I've never seen Laura Ingraham. I've never seen this chick's face where she doesn't look like she needs to take a dump. Like she's always got, like, I'm holding it in. I got to go to a commercial break and go take a dump. Like, she's such a miserable-looking wretch. I think that's the best way of describing her. She's just a miserable looking red. Like, I hope not all that money makes her happy because she's got to be. Like, I mean, they're just monsters, all these people. she says that from the comfort of her home studio and stuff. We need to open everything up. It's like, dude, you're in a studio. The Fox studio's not even open. It's comical. All right, so listen, we'll get into this basketball. We'll get into this MLS. I don't know. MLS has kind of sucked so far, but it's made on the unders. Hold it for the other side here. Sports Rage late night. We'll get into the MLS. We'll get into the basketball. Turn on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage late night rolls on. Hi, Renzi. A lot of stuff to hit here this evening. Didn't even get into the NBA bubble too much. We did on Game Time Decisions today, and pretty nice accommodations they set the NBA up with. Big man, cockroaches, no comforters, no blankets. WNBA players have cockroaches and weird ass, like weird Florida worms in their rooms all over the place. It's an embarrassment. Like, it really is. Like, I hate to see the rooms that the MLS guys are staying in, if that's what they gave the NBA players. And last night, J.R. Smith, being one of the coolest dudes in NBA history, J.R. Smith turned on his phone and was live on his Instagram, and I was watching it, bro. He was up all night, too. The guy's hardcore. So he's up late and live on his Instagram. He's like, oh, shit. And, like, he looks at his phone. He's like, oh, man. He's like, yo, he goes, NBA just told me to stop. And then, like, a minute later, he goes, oh, man. He goes, now the Lakers. Oh. He goes, oh, I'm in trouble with the Lakers, man. He starts laughing. I'm in trouble with the Lakers. And then he just looks. He goes, they say I'm exposing too much. He goes, I got to log off, guys. He logs off. And you notice today, nobody said anything. There's been no videos. There's been no bitching. No one said anything. Because the NBA said, hey, guys. But I love your boy Embiid, big man, rolling up in the hazmat suit. And you see Embiid basically saying, I don't trust anybody. I don't even want to be here. I don't know, bro. Like, I don't think the Sixers, you guys ain't winning. And Embiid's like super scared of getting it, where like guy shows up in a hazmat suit and he's calling out his own teammates. He goes, oh, I don't trust people on the team. I don't trust other teams. No one's going to respect the bubble. We're going to all get coronavirus. Joel Embiid ain't down with this, big man.
Yeah, I mean, no surprise there. There's always an excuse with him. He always has some sort of problem. But yeah, look, I will say this, and this is important. I agree with you. I think I've talked to you about this. I just think it was the wrong place to have this tournament. I get, you know, obviously the gyms and all that kind of stuff, and I know they have some connections with the NBA, with ESPN and that kind of thing. But I don't know. I just thought, like, you know, I know you mentioned Atlantis.
Why not Atlantis?
Got to be honest.
The players would have liked it out there.
Yeah, I think that would have been a good idea. I mean, maybe, you know, I know this could be tough, but I mean, would it be really out of the question to get an entire Vegas hotel and only players and teams are allowed in it? I mean, that could be something. You have a couple of the restaurants open, maybe put some seats out in the walkways and stuff. I think that could have been decent as well, but I also will say this. I mean, I think the bubble is really what you make it, because I've seen players that have some really cool setups. I mean, Josh Richardson for the Sixers, he talked about, you know, I came here like, you know, it's going to be my house for the next couple of months. And I decked it out. Myers Leonard has a pretty cool room. So
yeah, you're right.
I think it's really about
DeAndre.
DeAndre
bought a ton of stuff too. Like he set up a big gaming system.
Yeah, instead of complaining. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's the first time they're doing this. you know, I think they can only do so much. I think, you know, obviously the meals are going to get better. I know they have some partnerships with some really big time restaurants, and it'll get better. It's going to take some time to get used to. And look, again, it's not something that I would want to do, but I also don't make, you know, Evan Fournier makes $17 million a year. He's whining on Instagram about the condition. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it sucks. It's luckily only one time they're going to have to do this. And hopefully, you know, teams will just kind of get through it and make it for what it is.
Oh, and by the way, too, the mainstream hasn't picked this up, but there was a leak. Like, there's like a sports, like, WikiLeaks thing. And basically, okay. there's documents. They got their hand on it. And basically, like, the NBA players, they're not even down. Like, after this little bubble thing, remember, like, there was, like, everyone's just so certain they're starting on Christmas and stuff like that. Supposedly, they're not. Like, there's like a plan B that the pandemic is going to hit for real in the fall, and they're not starting. Like, basically, that they're going to be a summer league now. That the NBA, which the next NBA season would start next March. That's like one of their plan Bs if the virus gets bad in the wintertime. So I'm just stating, like, it's not going away, guys. Like, we're still, like, and we're not even in phase two. You know, we effed up. Well, not we. America effed up. You know, they're like an alcoholic, right? Like 12 steps.
I mean,
it's like you can't skip steps. And that's what a lot of places did. They skipped steps. They went from phase one to phase four. You can't do that. And then you end up with morgues on the street if you do, AKA Texas, Arizona right now, in these places.
The problem that makes you really, and one of the issues that I have, and one of the reasons I'm getting pretty irritated, and I'm sure a lot of others are as well, is we didn't need to get to this point. And that's kind of the problem I have. You know, like we've talked about time and time and time again on your show, you know, other countries don't have this problem. The country to the direct north has no issues with coronavirus right now. It's all about the plan you had in place, the strategy you had, the leader you had. And you know what's really sad, Gabe, is literally everyone – okay, that matters in the coronavirus decision-making process in this country, really outside of the only guy that makes the decisions, is on board. I mean, I know we don't like Fauci, and I know we've gotten to this point where everything he says is either this or that or whatever, but, you know, he is someone that I think does know what he's talking about. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But maybe we should have listened to him a little bit more, and instead of, you know, it's all about politics with this guy. And I like I've said to you before, I don't understand the thought process. I feel like if he does something about this, I think he could really help his reelection chances, but he doesn't seem to want to do anything. And that's why I'm sick of where we are, because it didn't need to be like this.
Well, the thing is, too, it's like your own body. We talked about it with my tooth, right? Like, I didn't want to do it, but, like,
yeah.
The thing is, I'm not an economist, like, Harvard guy, but I'm not – you don't have to be to know – the economy wasn't going to work. People don't want to go in anyways. Like, if you half-ass it, like, you're better off doing it for real, like New Zealand did, right? Like BC did here. Big man, yeah. It's a big deal in Vancouver. They were flipping out last night on the news. There's 3 new cases in the city yesterday. 3 million people, 3 cases yesterday. And they're so serious about it. They're like, it started at McDonald's. If you were there at 10:30 in the morning, go get a test. Like, they actually are tracing. They know where did it happen, when, thing. Like, they're like, all right, put it up. Like, they're on top of it right away. These guys are nuts. Look, dude, Trump had to cancel his rally tomorrow. He said the weather's fine. No one was going to go. He would have.
No, nobody's going.
Yeah. That was the thing. No one was going.
Exactly.
And it's not just because he's, like, not unpopular. It's like, they don't feel safe. So he can tell his own voters they're safe. They're all old people, and they don't want to die. But let's get into the basketball. What, man, that Marquette team today, big man, that's a good basketball team.
Yeah.
Not stars, but they rebound. I like the Dayton team, too, but the Marquette team really, really impresses me. What do you make of this overseas elite? I was underwhelmed with overseas elite. Do you think they're going to be better after getting a game under their belt?
Yeah, it seems like that's what some of these teams are doing. I mean, it's sad. I mean, the money team wasn't even able to get through a game. They kind of blew it, but... Yeah, Overseas Elite's a team that's, you know, been in this tournament before. They've had some success in this tournament before. You know, they go and add arguably, you know, maybe the best player in this tournament, and Joe Johnson. But they're playing a team tomorrow that seems to be playing with house money right now. And, you know, it's weird, Gabe, but if I asked you who the leading scorer in this league was, would you say it was from the Herd, that team? Because it is. I mean, Ja'Cory Williams is leading this tournament as far as scoring is concerned. He's a guy that was kind of just a random player from Middle Tennessee State. He's done a nice job in this tournament. John Elmore's done some good things for them. They're just kind of surprising a lot of teams. I was blown away they were able to come back the way they did the other night against the money team. Because as you and I both know, that money team is really good. In the first quarter, they looked like they could beat an NBA team. They were that good. But
they put up 62 points in the first half, but then they wilted, though, right? That's why they're not in the NBA. They're flashy shooters and stuff, but they don't have that heart, that grit that you need to move on.
Yeah. It seems like Herdat is just kind of
I'll tell you now. The number's going to be, I'll say overseas elite is 7.5. Maybe 8.5, 7.5.
And I would take the points because I think you just got to kind of ride it until the wheels fall off with Herdat. And I haven't been on this team. I bet against them the other night. But it seems like right now these teams like Red Scare, Herdat, these teams that are kind of playing sideline cancer, the teams that are playing with just kind of that chip on their shoulder, they're kind of that, you know, kind of Cinderella type of team. There's three Cinderella teams in the final, what?
I'm going to take them plus the points.
I agree.
Army. I'm not going to bet against these guys. Yeah, they're hot. We're going to be getting points, too, because, you know, the public's going to be all over Overseas Elite and Boeheim's Army tomorrow for sure.
And the chances that Boeheim Army is going to get as many free throws as they had in the first game, and then not only get the free throws but make as many as they did, I think that evens out a little bit. They've gotten a lot of attempts. Marcus Keene, I think, is the best player in this tournament. He has been unbelievable this year. They just seem to be really well coached, Sideline Cancer, and they seem to kind of be all playing together. Diamond Stone's done some good things on the block for them. You know, I don't ever like betting against Bam's Army just because they always have really good guard play with, you know, Trish and Malachi Richardson and Devendorf and those kind of guys. But I agree with you. I like Sideline Cancer, and I'll probably take Herdat as well. You just got to wonder, does the magic kind of run out tomorrow for Herdat? I think they have the talent to hang with Overseas Elite, though.
I'm going to play the over that game. Now, to heard that money game to go over, what that was the best bet of the tournament. The total was 156. They got to 202. So that was the only one that got over 200 points. Heard that don't play defense. Every game they played in has gone over the number. Overseas Elite are going to score a lot of points in this game. That's the bet. To me, that's the best bet of the day, guys. I'm telling you, like heard that are streaky. They'll hit 7 in a row. They'll miss 9 in a row. They'll hit 6 in a row again. They're all over the place, but they score a lot of points, and they don't hide it. They don't play the best defense. And Overseas Elite should be able to get it going against them. And then the other one should be more, you know, should be more of a battle here. I was just going to say, Sideline Cancer, if you can shoot the three, because this Syracuse team, they still play the zone a bit. And the zone doesn't work. For Schiller brought it up, but it was a good point. He said the zone doesn't work against men. He goes, it works in college, but he goes, these guys, you're just separating space. They can all shoot a three. And Sideline Cancer are pretty good offensively. They should be able to I think they can score on Syracuse, actually.
I mean, if Marcus Keene might have 30 tomorrow in this game. If he's knocking down some tray balls, he's definitely going to have the opportunity because, as you said, they kind of play that zone. I will say this, though. I said, you know, when this tournament started, I remember we talked about Overseas Elite. I wasn't real high on them. I didn't love the team, really, outside of Joe Johnson. I didn't love what they have there. When you look at Herdat, if you are someone that watches college basketball and you kind of know these players, this is a good basketball team. They got some really blue-collar guys that know how to play. They play hard. They got some good size. I like what they can do. If I'm getting 6, 7, 8 points tomorrow, I'm going to definitely take Herdat for sure. But I think you're on to something with maybe taking a shot with Sideline Cancer as well.
Big man on campus with us. All right, we're going to take a break momentarily here. Big man's going to hang out for a little while. Big man's a big pony guy. Living Room Lindsay's going to join us. He's a regular over at the Meadowlands until whatever. When they kicked us all out, they shut it down, big man. We had a very popular segment, Capper's Corner, where we brought in the regulars from the pit over there at the track. Real cast of characters hang out at the Meadowlands every night, let me tell you. So, Lindsay will step up to Bluegrass Steaks tomorrow. So we'll see what he's got. I don't know, maybe Big Man on Campus has a pick. We'll get some more soccer picks for Big Man on Campus. Ultra fast level 1, level 2. Still to come. Sports Rage Late Night. continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Friday Night Freak Show. All right, who are the three jackasses that can give us a thumbs down? How could you possibly give us a thumbs down? A lot of viewers here this evening. All right. Oh, I see Shy Picks is in the chat. Oh, I wonder where the thumbs down are coming from. The big man on campus kicking with us on his birthday this evening. We've got, Living Room Lindsay's going to step up and in a little bit later on. It's all good, Shy Picks. I don't care. That's the whole thing. Like when people, like, do you think it hurts my feelings when I see a thumbs down on YouTube? I don't. The only thing that hurts my feelings is if the check is late. Big man, MLS soccer. 4-0 to the under as far as first halves are concerned. Three of the four games. The only game that's gone over the number is that first one where I got screwed with the goal with like a minute left late. But let's just be real. It's been bad soccer. There's no finishing touch. Like, all the strikers are gone, big man. You know, I swear to God, it reminds me of the MLS like 12 years ago, like when it kind of sucked. You know what I mean? Like when the MLS was just sort of like... I remember the MLS. I used to go to North American Soccer League games. So, like, I've seen the whole progression of it getting better, but they're missing a lot of skill and talent we're seeing. I mean, I'll cut them slack for being off, big man, but it doesn't matter. You give these guys an open net 18 yards in the box, they can't finish. You or I can finish, like, more better than these guys. Like, today, the guy in Seattle, dude, it was a perfect pass. Like, all he had to do was put his foot on it. It would have went in. He stops the ball, it's ridiculous, bro. Montreal last night. These guys passing the ball, looking for a picture-perfect goal all the time. Kick the damn ball, big man.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch, European soccer, I mean, the golf in talent is really high. I mean, it's almost alarming. I mean, you look at, I mean, let alone scoring three goals. I mean, it's hard to score one or two goals in this league. I mean, there's just no, as you say, there's no finishing touch. Too much passing. It's hard to watch.
Sports Range, late night. All right, we have more big man. Capper's Corner. Kevin Walsh, a little bit later on. Bring it.